Today's Shi'ur is Masecht Erev and Daf Mem Ches. We will be going on Daf Mem Zayin on the bottom line. Tanya Rav Chiya taught us the following brisa. Cherim, if there was a fish hole that was made, and in the fish hole there's a fence that's put into the lake that is Bein Tchumei Shabbos, you have a lake which goes from one Tchum Shabbos to the other Tchum Shabbos. In other words, the lake is within 2,000, half of the lake is within 2,000 amos of one city, and half of the lake is within 2,000 amos of the other city. The way that the people of the city could carry in their half of the lake, and the way the people of the other city could carry in their half of the lake, says the Gemara, what you do is you make a mechitza shabazel, tzarech mechitza shabazel, you make a metal divider in the middle of the lake, and by making the metal divider in the middle of the lake, what that accomplishes is that the people from each side of the river could carry in the day lake. So, if not, the purpose of making that mechitza is to separate between the water that belongs to one city from the water that belongs to the other city. Because if you won't have this mechitza, what you're going to have is that people from one city will be taking water that doesn't belong to them, and so too vice versa. The Mishnah Brura says in Siman Tuf Pei Sif Katan Gimel, this thing that we just discussed is only as we described when part of the lake is in one tchum and part of the lake is in another tchum. If, however, the entire lake is in an area which overlaps both tchumim, then the entire lake is considered as if it stands in the two tchumim, and therefore we say each person who takes out water from the lake is taking out water that belongs to its side, and there's no need for a mechitza. Says the Gemara, Mechaikala Rabbi Yosef Chanina. When Rabbi Yosef Chanina heard this halacha, he sort of laughed. So to ask Gemara, my time come mechaik, why did he laugh? Ilayma mishum de tanala. Is the reason, could this brisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, l'chumra? Because as we've discussed in our previous shiur, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds cheftzei hefke koinen shvisa, that something that's ownerless takes on a mokum shvisa of where it was at the beginning of Shabbos. And since at the beginning of Shabbos, each half of the lake was in its own tchum, so even though it's chefse hefke, even though it's water, it's kind of shvisa, and therefore you can't pick up that water and take it out of its tchum. Viu and Rabbi Yosef Chanina, on the other hand, Sfir l'karabonin, he holds like the Rabbanan. And as I sort of Ritva explains, even if Rabbi Yosef Chanina will agree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he'll only agree with Rabbi Yosef ben Nuri when it represents a kula, as we discussed in the previous shiur, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that a person who's sleeping, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that person gets 2,000 amma, even though he was sleeping at Bein Hashmashos. The Rabbanan will hold that since he was sleeping at Bein Hashmashos, he doesn't get anything. But the Rabbanan, in that situation, he gets only Dal Rams. So in that situation, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri represents a Kula, and the Rabbanan represent a Chumra. Whereas in our situation, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri represents a Chumra, because the water will be limited to a Tchum of 2,000 Amma. And according to Rabbanan, whoever picks up the water on Shabbos, the water will get the Tchum of that person. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri represents a chumra, and therefore we don't pass him like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri b'chumra, but we may pass him like kula. And that's why the Gemara says, here, he's going to follow the opinion of the Rabbanim, because the Rabbanim represent the Kula. Ask the Gemara, Meshum de Savla Kula. So yes, when the Rabbanim represent the Kula, since as we've been learning, Halachaka Mekel Be'erif, we always follow the more lenient opinion Be'erif. That's why Rabbanim are going to pass, that's why Rabbi Yossi Bechanino is going to pass like Rabbanim. But says the Gemara, so just because that's the opinion he holds, man the Tani L'chumra, if somebody disagrees with him and paskins like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri all the way, which means he paskins like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, even when Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's opinion represents a chumra, because of that, he's going to laugh at it. Ella, says the Gemara Meshum de Tanya, the reason he was not satisfied with this psak is because of a brisa that we've discussed previously. The brisa says, Naharus hamashchin, if you have rivers that flow, or mayanus hanovim, or springs that flow, harein karagli kol adam. The halacha is that these places, that these, since they constantly on the move, you can't say that they were kind of shvisa before Shabbos, you can't say they're kind of shvisa on Shabbos, and therefore, whoever picks them up on Shabbos Yontif, they will attain the Erev of that, they will attain the Makom Shvisa of that person. Says the Gemara, V'dilma Mechunasim, maybe the water that we began our shear with wasn't with water that was flowing. When was this halacha said that water that's flowing isn't kind of shvisa? It's strictly water that's flowing. So since it's flowing, it can't be kind of shvisa at any one distinct spot. But our brice that we began to share with may be speaking about water that's stationary. Water that's stationary, the halacha indeed may be, is kind of shvisa. So that shouldn't be a reason for Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina not to accept that psak. Says the Gemara, Elam Shum Daktani, because the Brice, the Rabchia said, Shetzorach Mechitza Shabbaz Shloch Psikai. As we began our shir, what the Brice, the Rabchia said was that to separate this water, we have to have a metal Mechitza. So the question that bothered Rabbi Yosef Chanina was Maishna Karm Deloi. Why would a wood Mechitza be insufficient? Because we're going to say, Daila Beimayim. Because if it's a wood mechitza, it's not going to be sufficient to separate the water on the two sides of the mechitza. So what Rabbi Yossi meant to say was, Shabarzel, so even if you'll make a metal mechitza, Nami Ayla Beimayim, the water will seep under anyway. So the question, what he didn't understand was, if a mechitza is required, a mechitza shabarzel won't accomplish anything. Says the Gemara Dima, who says what Rabbi Chiya meant to say was that take a metal mechitza and that will be sufficient. Maybe what Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef meant to say was, tzorich, the only way you'll be able to take from the two sides of this water is if you had a mechitza. But what he meant to say was, but you won't find a mechitza that will work on a practical level. That's what he meant to say, says the Gemara. So now the Gemara explains what Rabbi Yossi Rechanina said was as follows. Again, Rabbi Chiya seemed to have said that the only type of mechitza that will work is a metal mechitza. And what bothered him was, why do you have to have a metal mechitza? As we have discussed previously, that when we come to water, any type of mechitza is sufficient. As we quoted previously, Kirav Tavla, the Rav Tavla taught us in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph, the boy named Rav Tavla Mirav, Mechitza Tluya Masha Tatla Bechorva. We discussed there, there was a home that was broken and the walls of the home did not go all the way down to the ground. And the question was, would they be considered valid mechitzas? And Omalei, and Rav told Rav Tavlin, a mechitza tluya materas el b'mayim. The only time such a mechitza, which doesn't reach all the way to the bottom where we need it to reach, will be fine, is only over water. As we learned over there, where there was a boat traveling and they want to be able to draw water and pour out water from the boat into the ocean, from the ocean into the boat. And Chazal said that we can make a frame outside of the boat and like that and draw and pour through that mechitza, even though the mechitza didn't reach all the way to the bottom by the water. And we learned mechitza metluy b'meris, kalu shekila b'chom b'mayim. Chazal were particularly lenient by mayim, and as we've quoted previously, Reb Nesharim B'tzion B'alocha says that the reason mechitza tluy b'meris b'mayim is because water is so necessary for us to survive. So that's why Chazal were particularly lenient by water. And that's what bothered Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. Why you, Rabbi Chia, require a mechitza shel barzel, a mechitza shel konim, should also work because we're talking about mayim. We learned in the Mishnah discussed that somebody who went out of his Erev, or whatever the circumstances were, is only given arba amos. And he's given four amos. Rabbi Lazaimer, he's in the middle. So according to Rabbi Lazar, he only gets two amos in each direction. And Rabbi Yehuda says he could go in whichever direction he wants. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. Isn't Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama, aren't they both saying the exact same thing? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Shmoin al Shmoin Ikebeneim. The Nafmina, the Machloikas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda is by eight amos. That means, according to the Tanakama, he gets eight amos, four on each direction. According to Yehuda, he only gets four amos, but he has a right to choose in which direction he wants those four amos. So according to Rabbanan, he really gets a total of eight. From each direction, he gets four amos. According to Yehuda, he only gets a total of four. According to Rameya, which is really the opinion of the Chachamim, he has a total of eight. V'amarava, machloikus, the machloikus of Chachamim of Yehuda, if he really has a total of four amos or a total of eight amos, is only lahalach, is only as far as hilchus tchumim are concerned. How much of an area when a person is outside of a tchum is he limited to? Aval a tatl, when it comes to carrying in Rishus Rabbim, Divrei Hakol, everybody will agree, Arba Amos in, you're never allowed to carry more than four Amos in Rishus Rabbim, Tfeiloi. Then nobody could ever carry more than four Amos in Rishus Rabbim. However, explains the Rajbo, that even though we're saying that according to Rabbanon, you could only carry four Amos, the eight Amos that we just said that the Chacham Rameya give will be able to be traversed, because you'll first walk four amos if you're carrying something, stop, so you've walked less than four amos, and then walk another four amos. And you'll have a total of eight, and that's how you're allowed to carry. So ask the Ritva, what is the Chiddush in this Gemara? This halacha that somebody cannot carry more than Dalet Amos and Shus Harabim is a halacha that we've learned numerous times. What's our Gemara coming to teach us that we haven't learned previously? So Ritva says that the Chiddush of our Gemara is that this halacha that you could only carry four Amos is not only said in a Shus Harabim, but it would have also said in a Kamelis. We would have thought that a Kamelis, which is only a Rishus the Rabbanon, we can maybe be more lenient. And just like by Tchum, we're learning Rameya, the Chachamim give you eight Amos. Maybe in a Karmelis, we'll also be given eight Amos where we may carry. That's why we're learning that you can't carry more than four Amos, even in a Karmelis. Says the Gemara, Fahani Arba Amos. This halacha of Arba Amos that you get if you weren't kind of Shvisa, that you're limited to four Amos, ask the Gemara, Heichik Sivi. Where is it? What's the source for that halacha? Says Markus Tanya. The pasuk says, "Shvu ish tachtov." Everybody should remain in their place. Learn the Gemara, "Ketachtov." As much place that you take up? The kamatachtof, how much place does an individual take up? Says the Gemara, gufo shalosh amos, the amount of the person's body is 3 amos. The amo k'tei lifshoit yodav raglov, and you need another amo to stretch your hand and your feet. It gives you a total of 4 amos, divrei remeya. Rav Yehuda ima gufo shalosh amos. Rav Yehuda starts with the same way that the person's body takes up 3 amos. The amo k'tei shiitol. We give you another ammo to take something which is by your feet, and put it under your head. Ask the Gemara, my benayu, what's the nafkamina? They both hold the 4 amos. They just come with different ways to reach to those 4 amos. Is there any halachic nafkamina? Answers the Gemara, yes. Ikka benayu, there's a halachic nafkamina. Arba amos mitzumtzomais. When we speak about arba amos, do we say that they're tight arba amos or broader dalar amos? According to a mayor, that gives the needs that you get 3 amos for your body and another amma to stretch, so we're more generous and you'll have mervachis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the 4th amma is only given to you to be able to pick up something that's in front of you, we're not going to be so generous. So I saw that the Rashba explains that what is the numerical, the physical difference between Mervachos and Mitzumtzomos. So he goes back to a Gemara that we discussed at the beginning of Masechta, Daf Gimel Amabeis. There was 2 types of Amos that were discussed there, Amma Atzevos and Amma Shechakos. And we said that the difference between Atzevus and Shechakos were a Chetze Atzba. And that's going to be the Nafkamina between Atzevus and that's going to be the Nafkamina between Mitzumtzomos and Revochos. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos says that Amma Mitzumtzomos are measured when the hand, when you know an amma is a fist with fingers, so an amma mitzumtzomis is measured when the fingers are next to each other. Amma shaychikos is the amount when the fingers are separate, so you have more room because of the space between your finger. So according to Rashi, Rameyer is the more lenient approach. He gives us amas mervachos, and Rabbi Yehuda gives us amas mitzumtzomis. The Rabbeinu Chananu says just the opposite. He says that Ramei gives us Amos Mitzumtzomos, and Rabbi Yehuda gives us Amos Mervachos. So I saw that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Har Tzvi, asks a question. He quotes the Chavos Yor. Our Gemara says that the shear for carrying is Dalar Amos, but asks the Chacham Tzvi, asked the Chavos Yor, that throughout Shas, we know there's a concept of Chotzi Shir Osman HaTorah. That even when the Torah gives us a Shir, there's a klal of Chotzi Shir Osman HaTorah, even part of a Shir is Osir. So why don't we say the same thing here, that Chotzi Shir is Osman HaTorah? So it seems that he answers that when the Torah gives us a specific Shir, and the Torah says that this is the shear. In this case, what the Torah is saying is this much is the shear, and any more is not a problem. But it's not such a simple teretz, because you could say that by any time that the Torah says a shear. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ramesharsha Labrei. Ramesharsha said to Saad, Kiyai little kamei drapapa. When you come to Rapapa, Bominei. Ask him the following question. Arba Amish Amru, when Chazal told us that when a person goes out of his tchum, he's limited to Arba Amis. How do we measure those Amis? Bamba Didei Levinalei, do we measure it according to his Arba Amis? We know an Amma of a person is from his elbow until the tip of his middle finger. Some people have longer hands. Some people have shorter hands. And the question is, do we look at every person individually according to his size? Or or do we measure it according to the amud that was used in the Beis HaMikdash that we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, that the amud in the Beis HaMikdash was always a six tefach amud. Im Amalach, and Rabbi Mishasha tells his son, if Rabbi Papa will tell you, Amish HaKadosh Avinalei, we have a standardized amud. We always go with that amud. So he asked him, he said, Oig Mel Chaboshim Mateilov. So what will be the halacha when you have a very large person? Are you going to limit it to that amount? He takes up more room. V'amalach, if on the other hand, he'll tell you, Ba'amad Dei Yavinalei, we measure every person according to his size. Emelei, my Tamalai Ketanilo, Lagaba. So why wasn't this mentioned in the Mishnah Masech the Kalim that said, Yesh Amra Hakol Fimasha Adam? The Mishnah over there, we discussed that Mishnah, mentions that HaKoymetz is a mincha when it comes to taking the Koymetz of a Kavar Mincha, HaKoyfin HaSek Tyrus, somebody, the Kohen Gadol who took a fistful of Tyrus on Yom Kippur, HaShoysim Malay Lugma Kama Yom Kippurim, the sheer shti on Yom Kippur is the amount that fills up the cheeks. Why, if we look at every individual separately, so why, if that's the case here as well, was this halacha not mentioned in that Mishnah? Kasla kamed Rapapa. So when he came to Rapapa, Amalei, so Rapapa said, Ida yinakul kulai hai. If every question that was asked, we needed to drill down so significantly, loy avataninan, we can never really accomplish anything in learning. So he told him, we always measure according to the individual. I or the kashulach. If that's the case, you'll ask me, my tamaloi ketanu yesh amru. So then you'll ask me, why wasn't this included in that Mishnah Masech the Kalim, when the Mishnah Masech the Kalim speaks about where the halacha always tells you that we look at the individual? Answers the Gemara de la Psikale, because it's not a hard and fast rule. Mishum de ikan nanis bavarov. Sometimes you'll have a person who's very small, and since there's a person who's very small, we won't be able to limit him. He's average height, but he has very small hands. So him, we can't limit him. We can't just look at his hands. So it's not a hard and fast rule. And because it's not a hard and fast rule, it wasn't mentioned in that Mishnah. Points out the Tosfos Rid, that even though here our Gemara is establishing that when we speak about Arba Amos for the Tchum, we are following each individual, that's only when we speak about Arba Amos of Tchum. But we've also discussed in our shir the Arba Amos of Hiluch, the four Amos of walking, Dalai Amos from Shas Rabim. There, says the Tosfos Rid, everybody agrees that the halacha is that we follow the standardized Dalai Amos, which is six tfachim per amma. So here our Gemara said that, as we just learned, as far as certain halachas, there's a standardized amma. Certain halachas, we look at each person according to his measure. So now the question is, the Miches Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel Ois Dalet speaks about the halacha of Shir Achilas Pras, that we know that that's the shear both for mitzvah and aveira. The halacha is that whenever you're supposed to eat matzah, for example, you have to eat up the kezayis matzah in the shear achilas pras. Or when we speak about eating macholas asuras chas v'sholem, you only have been considered that you ate the macholas asuras, whatever the shear, if you ate the kezayis or macholas asuras, kedei achilas pras. How do we look achilas pras? Do we look at every individual, or is there a standardized size? So the Miches Chinuch says that the Shir Achilas Pras, we look at the average size person. However, the Chazon Ish says that if there's a question on Yom Kippur, for example, where a person has to eat, there we could look at each person individually. And if a person is a person that needs usually longer to eat, we could use it lakula. The same question comes up regarding toich kedei dibur. We know our loch is that if you correct something toich kedei dibur, it's fine. The question is, how do we look at toich kedei dibur? Do we look at the toich kedei dibur according to the person who's speaking? Some people speak slower, some people speak quicker. Or do we look at what's average? And actually, this is a question that's asked in the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says that we look at each person individually. However, the Shas HaTshuvas Yivasa Toiv says that, let's say, Rachman Utslan is a person who can't speak, and we have to measure for him, Toiv Kedei Dibur, we'll adapt for him what is the amount that is that an average person uses. We learned in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says that you have three people, each person is given the Dalet Amos, and the two outer people, the three people in a row, and the outer two people, their tchum is overlaps the middle, but not vice versa. The outer two outer people can't get to each other, but the middle person can get to the two outer people. To which Rav Shimon comments, Lema Adova Doima, L'sharis Chatzeres Apsucha Zul. So when you have three Chatzeres lined up one after the other, and the two outer ones made an Erev Chatzeres with the middle one, but the middle one did not make two Erev Chatzeres with the two outer ones, the two outer ones can't carry with each other, but they can carry with the middle. Says the Gemara, what was Rav Shimon trying to accomplish by bringing this other halach in here? Answers the Gemara, Hachi Kamalei. This is what Rav Shimon was trying to say. Hachi Kamalei Shimon Rabbanon. Michti, Lama Adav Adoyma. How do we compare these two situations? L'sholosh Mechitzeres Apsuchus Luzu, to the situation where you have three Chatzeres that are open to each other. And also, as we learned in the Mishnah, each one of those Chatzeres is open to the Rishus Rabbim. Psuchus Rishus Rabbim. And the aloch and the two outer ones made an error with the middle one, but didn't make an error with each other. So Shimon says to Rabbanon, "Maishna hasam the peliksu. Why, by the case of the three chatzeres, do you argue on me? And you say that all three chatzeres are also with each other. Or maishna hacha? Why, by the case of the tchumim, don't you argue and you agree with my psak?" Rabbanon, and Rabbanon defend themselves. Hasam, in the case of the Chatzeres, Afshi de Yurim, there are many people living in these Chatzeres, and therefore we're concerned that if we're going to be lenient and allow people to start carrying, sometimes yes and sometimes not, people are going to make a mistake and carry even when they may not carry. Hacha, but in our case, Loy Afshi de Yurim, there aren't that many people. And since there aren't many people, that's why we're not concerned that people are going to make mistakes. So we learned that in the case of our Mishnah, that if the two outer chatzeres made an erev with the middle chatzer could carry to each one, but they can't carry, the outer ones can't carry to the inner one. Ask the Gemara Vamai. Why? Why can't the two outer chatzeres carry with each other? Kiven the arvelei chatzonis behadim tzoyish. Since each one of the outer chatzeres, asked the Gemara, made an eruv with the middle chatzer, so why have lechada? So that makes them all connected. The middle chatzer is the one that connects them all. And since the middle chatzer connects them all, they should be all allowed to carry from one to each other. In other words, as Rashi, the Rei Maskil Hachi Gesinim, explains, the whole purpose of a Erev, the purpose of Erev is to connect all of the people who are in these Chatzeres. So by the two outer Chatzeres making an Erev to the middle one, that should connect them. Answers the Gemara. Am Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah is not talking about the two outer ones, says Rav Yehuda, put Erev into the middle one, but rather the Mishnah is talking about a case that the middle one would put the Erev in both of these cases. in both of these chatzeres. We put one Erev to its right and one Erev to the left. So what happened is, indeed, the middle one is considered as if it's living in each one of the chatzeres. But the outer one, since they didn't put anything into the middle one, cannot be considered that they're all living together. Rav Sheshe says, no, we need not limit the Mishnah to a case only where the middle one put Erev in the side ones, but not that the side ones put into the middle one. We could even explain that the Mishnah is talking about a case, Shenoshnu Eruvan Bemtzos, that the outer one put the Erev in the middle one. But, says Rav Sheshes, how do we understand the Mishnah? They didn't put it into the same house in the middle chotzer. And again, using the concept that we've been discussing now, what the Erev accomplishes is that it connects them all. But when does the Erev connect them? When does this happen? If they're all put in the same spot. But if they're not put in the same spot, that doesn't have the ability to connect them. So the Rashba has a very interesting approach to this Gemara. He says, let's look at the words of Rav Sheshes. He says, the words of Rav Sheshes are, afilu tema. What does that mean? Says the Rashba. It means that Rav Sheshes is actually not coming to argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Sheshes conceptually agrees that Rabbi Yehuda's teretz is a good teretz. And if the case isn't that the two outer chetzeres put something into the middle, but rather the case is that the middle one put into the outer one, Rav Sheshes would agree to the way Rabbi Yehuda explains the Mishnah. He says, what Rav Sheshes is coming to teach us is that that's not the only way that we could explain the Mishnah. We could also explain the Mishnah to be referring to a situation where the two outer ones put Erevin into the middle one, but like we just said, that they didn't put it into the same house. Continues the Rashba to say, so Rav Sheshes agrees with Rav Yehuda, but he says Rav Yehuda doesn't agree with Rav Sheshes, because otherwise the Gemara should have sort of indicated that. So Rav Sheshes agrees with Rav Yehuda's teretz, Rav Yehuda does not agree with Rav Sheshes' teretz. But ask the Gemara, so now we're saying that if two people put an Erev in one house, in one chotzer, but they didn't put it in the same house, that isn't a good Erev. Whose opinion is that? Ask the Gemara, Kaman, whose opinion is that? Kibei Shammai, the Tanya, Chamisha Shigavus Eruvan, if you have five families living in one chotzer, v'nasnu b'shnei kelim, and they were put into two separate vessels, b'shamar me'ein Eruvan Erin, the Erev is not a valid Erev, b'shamar Eruvan Erev, it is a good Erev. And now the Gemara is assuming that just like Beis Hillel holds, that if the Erev was not all put into one vessel, it still will be a good Erev. So too, if it was put into different houses, it will be a good Erev. So ask the Gemara, Rav Sheshes' teretz only is understandable according to the opinion of Beis Shammai. Answers the Gemara, Filo Tam Beis Hillel. This teretz could be, Rav Sheshes' teretz is consistent even with the opinion of Beis Hillel. For Atkan, like Kamer Beis Hillel, you know when Beis Hillel said that it's fine when you put him Elo b'shnei kelim b'beis echad. They're all in one home, just not in the same keli. Avo b'shnei batim. But when they're in two different homes, even Beis Hillel, Loi will agree it's not a good Erev. And the reason there's a difference between houses and between houses and kelim is very understandable. If we're all in that same housing, then it doesn't make a difference if we're not in the same keli. But when different houses, that can't be considered a connection. Now, we could very well understand the Rashba's pshat, why the Rashba said Rav Yehuda can't agree with Rav Sheshes. Because Rav Sheshes is distinguishing, according to Beis Hillel, where an Erev is put into two kelim, versus when an Erev is put into two houses. Rav Yehuda, however, holds that just like Beis Hillel holds that two kelim are fine, Beis Hillel will hold that two houses are fine. And therefore, says the Rajva, I understand why Rabbi Yehuda can't agree with Rav Sheshes, because the way we're understanding now, Rav Sheshes is following the opinion of Beis Shammai, who we don't paskin like. Amalei Rav Acha Breider Rav Avya, the Rav Ashi Rav Yehuda Kasha, but now says the Gemara, I have a question according to Rav Yehuda's understanding or Rav Sheshes Kasha, and I have a question on Rav Sheshes' understanding, and explains the Gemara. Rav Sheshes Rav Yehuda Kasha, according to Rav Yehuda, I have the following question. Damar, he explained that our Mishnah is referring to a situation specifically, kigon shenasa emtsoyes eruv bezu veruv bezu, where a person in the middle chotzer put his eruv in each one of the outer chotzeres, but not that the two outer ones put an eruv in the middle chotzer. But ask the Gemara, kiven the eruv emtsoyes b'hadi chitzoyna, as soon as the middle one put an eruv with one of the outer ones, so that connects those two. Havle chada. So that, let's say he put first the Erev in the right side chotzer. So by the middle chotzer, putting an Erev in the right side chotzer, that makes those two chatzers, the middle and the right side chotzer, into one chotzer. So now when the middle chotzer will put an Erev in the other side, v'ki adra arva b'had de'idach, when it's putting an Erev in the other one, shlichusa avid, he's really now acting not just on his own behalf, but because he became one with the other one, since he became one with the other one, he is not acting on his own behalf, he's also acting on behalf of the person that he is a partner with. And therefore, it should be considered that they all made an Erev together. And ask the Gemara, well, Rav Sheshes Kasha, and Rav Sheshes' explanation that we said that the two outer ones did not put their Erevin in the same house in the middle chotzer, to have a kichamisha shiruim b'chotzer achas. Why is this any different? We have five people who are in one chotzer. V'shachar echem emem v'lo Erev. What the halach is that if they're all, not everybody that contributed to the Erev, the halach is the asri hadadi. And the halach is that if you have five houses in one chotzer, that and one, for whatever reason, didn't contribute to the Erev, the halach is that the Erev is not good for anybody. So why over here are we saying that in the middle you could carry? And as the Gemara teaches us, says Rashi, that even if that one made an Erev with just one of his neighbors, as long as he didn't make an Erev with all the neighbors, it's still not going to be good. So we have a question both on Rabbi Yehuda and both on Rav Sheshes. The difference, however, points out Ritva, the question on Rabbi Yehuda is that why the seriousness of the question on Rabbi Yehuda is not as significant as it is on Rav Sheshes, explains the Ritva. Because the question we had on Rabbi Yehuda was that the Mishnah says that only the middle one could carry to the two sides, and the two sides to the middle, but not the two sides to each other. And now the Gemara wants to know, according to the way Rabbi Yehuda explains the Mishnah, the two sides should be able to carry to each other also. According to Rav Sheshes, the question is, why did we even allow what we allowed? The halacha should be, the Gemara is asking, that not only should the two sides not be able to carry to each other, but the Erev is a totally invalid Erev. And if the Erev is a totally invalid Erev, the two sides shouldn't be able to carry with the middle either. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Sheshe, Amalei Rav Ashi, after these questions were posed, says Rav Yashi, Loy Rav Yehuda Kasha, V'loy Rav Sheshes Kasha. The question is not on Rav Yehuda, nor on Rav Sheshes. Rav Yehuda Loy Kasha, there's no Kasha on Rav Yehuda. Kiven the Avalei Emtsoyes B'hadi Chatzoyna, after the middle chotzer made an Erev, as we explained, with the chotzer on the right. But when we see that the people from the right-hand chotzer did not in any way contribute to the Erev that's now being made with the left-sided, with the left-hand chotzer, What they are doing by not contributing, says the Gemara, is galia date, they're making a declaration, the b'hah nichle, that they only want to have an Erev with the people from the middle chatzar, or b'hah loy nichle, and they don't want to have an Erev with the other ones. Since they didn't contribute, that is a declaration. And certainly if somebody makes a declaration that he doesn't want an Erev to be an Erev, then it can't be an Erev. And that's why the two Arachatzeris, Rabbi Yehuda will continue to say, may not carry to each other. And the question that was posed on Rav Sheshes can also be answered. Im Amru Diyurin Lahakal, if we said that the people who live in one Chatzar, Lahakal, that they could carry to in within one chatzar, yom diyurim lahachma, that if they put the Erev, they didn't put the Erev in one of them, why would it answer, why would it make something bad for the people who didn't put an Erev? In other words, even though the people from the outer chatzeris put their Erev in the middle chatzar, that's only if the Erev is a good Erev. So if the Erev will be good Erev, they'll be allowed to carry, but it won't accomplish that it should hurt the middle people. So if we can't say that they're living there to the degree that the people who are there and did make a proper Erev should be adversely effective. And here too, since the people in the middle chatzar made a perfectly good Erev, that Erev remains valid under all circumstances. Not as a question, could that Erev affect positively or not the people who are living in the other chatzar, but it doesn't have the ability to harm the people who were there all along and made a proper Erev.